This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I heard this story from a friend I know well. And because I know her well, I know a lot about her family. So I know that she has a very close family with loving, generous parents who are also very loving and generous grandparents. And she told me this story about her parents. At one point, one of their granddaughters became very interested in dollhouses. Now, I know this stage well because both my daughters went through very intense dollhouse stages. This granddaughter had a very simple, underfurnished version of a dollhouse, and she desperately wanted a more elaborate one. She talked about how she would furnish it and arrange it, and she loved looking at pictures of dollhouses, dollhouse furniture, and miniatures. So with all good intentions, the two grandparents went out and bought a beautiful dollhouse, and even more than that, they bought all the furniture for it. It was a fully furnished dollhouse, the little dining room table and chairs, the little bathtub and sink, even the tiny vase of flowers and various kinds of food for the kitchen. So cunning. And their granddaughter was overjoyed, and she played with that dollhouse for a day, and she never much played with it after that. And I was thinking, why? Reflecting on my own daughter's way of playing with our dollhouse, especially my younger daughter, Eleanor, who is far more engaged with the dollhouse, I realized that this story perhaps illustrates an observation by the philosopher Bertrand Russell, who wrote in his fascinating book, The Conquest of Happiness, that to be without some of the things you want is an indispensable part of happiness. I've thought a lot about that statement and whether I agree with it 100% or not. I'm not sure that I do agree with it, but this dollhouse example strengthens his case. My daughters liked the process of furnishing the dollhouse. The furnishings are expensive, so they would get the pieces slowly. Something for a birthday, something for Christmas, or perhaps my mother would take them to the tiny dollhouse store in our neighborhood to choose something as a special treat when she came to visit New York City. They'd yearn for something, they'd plan, and then when the time came, they'd get it. In the meantime, they had to make do with what they had. Some children love to improvise, like using an empty spool as a stool, for instance. But Eliza and Eleanor, they didn't do that. They just played with whatever they had, and then whenever they got something new, they'd arrange and rearrange it repeatedly. And the fact is, it's so fun to go to a dollhouse store and pick out the cunning little items. They're so perfect and tiny, and without even realizing it, and with the most loving of intentions, these grandparents had given themselves much of the fun and taken away much of the fun. I'm not sure that I agree with Bertrand Russell that it's always true, but it's certainly true that sometimes to be without some of the things we want is an indispensable part of happiness. I'll link to Bertrand Russell's book, The Conquest of Happiness, in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.